Dr. Sarah Vinson is an Atlanta-based psychiatrist, and her clients range from incarcerated youth to people on Medicaid, immigrants, and LGBT folks. She says increased stress has been an issue across the board for the populations she serves.
After the election, I've had people telling me that they've had trouble sleeping, particularly some of the women who are either sexual minorities or survivors of sexual trauma.
Vinson says she's seen a noticeable increase in anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms. And she says this should be a concern for everyone.
If your child's teacher is depressed or the bus driver is depressed, that does have implications for your life. You know, the other thing is the healthcare expenditure. So we know that when people aren't mentally well, their physical health needs increase.
Psychiatrist and Morehouse professor Glenda Wren says she's been working on countering catastrophic thinking with some patients. In addition to trying to put recent events in perspective, she says she's seen activism be a form of recovery.
So there's a symptom reduction aspect to PTSD treatment, but also an opportunity to call out problems that really live and breathe in society and societal norms.
Dr. Nzinga Harrison, who works in behavioral health, says she's also heard from people exhilarated by the election results, but who feel under attack by others emphasizing what they see as the negative potential of a Trump presidency.
Maybe they saw something that wasn't ugly, and it could be frustrating if you see something that's not ugly and other people can't appreciate that.
Harrison encourages a compassionate approach, and for those who are struggling, to recognize it may take some time for their adrenaline levels to return to normal. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.